on behalf of Steve and the family, I want to thank everybody for being here. We'll wait a minute while the pallbearers and other family members are seated. So immediately following the service, the pallbearers will take the casket out and put it in the hearse, and then the family will assemble in the fellowship hall and we'll have lunch, and then the congregation is invited to invite them, follow them over there. And then after the luncheon, those who desire can proceed to the cemetery, the West Wyota Cemetery, where we'll have a brief burial service later this afternoon. So on behalf of Steve and the family, I just want to thank you for coming and welcome you here. And if for some reason there's not enough seating in the fellowship hall during the luncheon, you can come in here with your plate and eat in here as well. Okay? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, but yet, Lord, we know that you are near the brokenhearted, and that you will lift us up, and that our sorrows will turn to joy. Father, I thank you that you sent Jesus Christ to fill all of our needs, to walk with us during these times of hardship. I pray, Heavenly Father, today that your Spirit will be close to us, each one. Hold us up. Pray for comfort. I thank you for Cindy's faith in you and her confidence right to the very end. Thank you for Steve's faith in you as well. And together, Lord, they walked this difficult path. But yet, Lord, you walked with them. So we give you the praise. Comfort us now in our time of need, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, one of Cindy's best friends, Christy Herbst, is going to come and read the 23rd Psalm.
When I would visit Cindy, I would read Bible verses to her that I had looked up beforehand that spoke of comfort and strength. And I would go to her house and I would just read those verses to her. And then I asked her if there was a favorite Bible verse that she had that she would like me to read to her. And of course, Cindy let me know her favorite Bible verse not only spoke of comfort and strength, but it also spoke of the promise of heaven. And I would like to share that verse with you now. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my soul, my head, with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you, Christy. At this time, our worship team is going to sing Amazing Grace, and accompanying us today is Don Marquis, who is Peggy's uncle, and he'll be playing on the flute. Reading the 103rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed, and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. At this time, our worship team once again will sing a song titled, Good, Good Father. And this was one of Cindy's favorite songs.
Still into love, 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 your good, good Father, it's who you are.
reading Cindy Mao's obituary. On Friday, October 4, 2019, Cindy Lou Tollickson Mao went home to be with her Heavenly Father after a courageous battle with cancer. Cindy was born November 11, 1957 in Freeport, Illinois, the first daughter of Ted and Darlene Tollickson. Cindy graduated from Black Hawk High School in 1975 and married her husband, Steve Mao, on June 21, 1975. They farmed in the South Wayne area ever since. Cindy most enjoyed tending to her flowers, her beloved cats, and most lovingly spending time and caring for her six grandchildren, Thomas, Caroline, Jovi, Jack, Ivory, and Vince. Cindy is survived by her husband, Steve, children, Ben and Ellen Mao of Argyle, Daniel and Crystal Mao of Monroe, Josh and Alyssa Mao of South Wayne, and Caitlin Mao of Dubuque, Iowa. Cindy also leaves her team of sisters and a brother, Debbie and Mike Mao of Argyle, Marnie and Steve Mao of South Wayne, Kim and Mark Stalker of Kenosha, Greg Tollickson of South Wayne, Robin and Rick Nosker of Monroe, Jody and Tim Schlim of South Wayne, and Patty and Todd Richard, also of South Wayne. Also surviving are many nieces and nephews. Cindy was preceded in death by her brother Gary, paternal grandparents Harvey and Blanche Seffrud Tollickson, and maternal grandparents Ralph and Helen Kaiser Hurst. Cindy was a longtime member of Martintown Community Church in Martintown, Wisconsin. Burial will be in West Wyota Cemetery in rural Gratiot, Wisconsin. The Erickson Funeral Home in Argyle is serving the family. A memorial fund has been established for Cindy's granddaughter, Jovi Mao. Jovi experiences a severe form of cerebral palsy, and this is one way Cindy can continue caring for her. Cindy has touched many of us in her life, and despite sorely missing her, we know she now experiences complete wholeness in God's love. At this time, I'm going to ask Mary Miller to come and share a memory. Not here? Okay. Then I'll share mine. By the way, these flowers right next to me in the pulpit were picked by Cindy's grandchildren from her flower beds last night and then put in the vase, and Steve brought them here to put on display. Well, I'm here today to bring a message of hope and peace. And I'd like to start out by talking about heaven. The Bible says that heaven is a place where there'll be no more pain or death or sorrow. That's what we experience here on earth. But in heaven, all of that will be gone forever. And according to the Bible, as Christians, we can be certain that Cindy is in the presence of God right at this moment. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:8 that to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. And before us here today, we have Cindy's empty body. Her soul has gone on into eternity. And the question that begs an answer is, what comes next? What about life after death? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, that it is appointed unto man to die once, and after this, the judgment. And all of us know, down in the deepest part of our soul, that one day Somewhere and somehow we're going to stand before our Creator and give account for our lives. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, that God has set eternity in the heart of man. We all know that one day we'll be as Cindy is today. And so the question that begs for an answer is, what about life after death? It's interesting what the Bible tells us about death and life after death. Jesus tells a story in the 16th chapter of Luke about two men who passed away, and it says there that one of them went to hell where he was in torment, and he was begging for a drop of water to be placed on the tip of his tongue because he was in such agony. And I mention that because, first of all, it's scripture. Second of all, Jesus is the one telling it. And thirdly, we need to understand that hell is not a happy place. It's not some place where we're going to go to be with all of our friends and party our way through eternity. It's a time of separation. It's a time of darkness. It's a place of deep agony and pain. Jesus goes on and he says the other man died as well. And he says that the angels came and carried him to paradise. So this man was never afraid. He was never alone. The 116th Psalm, verse 15, says, when they arrive at the gates of death, God welcomes those who love him. So there's really nothing to fear for the child of God as they face death. And as we walked this trail, this road with Cindy, especially Steve and her family, they saw every step of the way. Cindy didn't fear. She wasn't afraid. But she was confident. She was confident in her Lord and Savior that he was going to bring her through. Jesus tells us in John 5:24, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death and into life. The Bible also tells us that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. We know that Cindy had made that confession of faith, and we know that because she told us she had. And because of the promise of the Bible and because of Cindy's own confession of faith, we are certain beyond a shadow of a doubt that when Cindy passed from this life into eternity, she went with God's angels directly into his presence. These last 10 days, when Cindy was stuck in the hospital, Steve was there by her side every day, all day long, from long before the sun came up until long after it had gone down. And Cindy's parents, Ted and Darlene, made the trip to the hospital every day to be with their daughter and their son-in-law. And Cindy's sisters, every one of them, were there. And they took turns spending the night with Cindy in her room. She was never without someone in the room with her day or night. And there was a lot of storytelling taking place, a lot of laughter, and there were also a lot of tears, even though the Tollefsons aren't supposed to cry, I've been told. And we prayed. We prayed for healing. We prayed for comfort. We prayed for God's presence. And I'm here to tell you, God answered all of our prayers. Because Cindy is well now. She has been healed of everything. God has healed her. just like the psalm I just read, he promises to heal all of our diseases. Her pain is gone, and she can eat and talk and walk and catch up with her brother Gary and with her grandparents and with her nephew Matthias. Cindy's been through a lot these last few years, and especially these last few weeks, as you all well know. And when Cindy was first admitted to the hospital 2 weeks ago, they were talking about certain treatment options. And they asked if she wanted to recuperate at home or at another facility. She signaled to Debbie that she wanted to go home. And at first, everyone thought that she meant she wanted to go home to the farm. But then we realized she was talking about going home to heaven. And the night before Cindy passed away, there were a few of us in the room, and I announced that I was ready to leave the hospital, and I went over to the side of her bed. I told Cindy that I would see her tomorrow. And then Steve said, "Or in heaven." And we saw Cindy's eyebrow lift at that moment. We knew she heard what we were saying. And she was letting all of us know she was ready to go. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Last Friday at about 3 p.m, Steve was rubbing Cindy's feet while the rest of us in the room were talking. And as he was rubbing her feet, he noticed that Cindy had stopped breathing. And so he went around to the side of the bed, and Steve said 3 words. She went home. And just like that, her soul had slipped out of her stricken body, and the angels carried her to paradise. The Bible says that God's angels rejoice around his throne when one of his children come home. And it's an indescribable moment to be standing in the room when someone goes from here into eternity with the Lord. And it's a wonderful event. As we stood around Cindy's bed and held hands to pray, I heard Grandma Dar say, "Praise the Lord. Cindy's home." We cannot imagine the celebration that began in heaven at that moment. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, that where I am, you may be also." And it's hard to let go, but it would be harder to hang on. God did not create us to die. God created us to live forever. And Cindy will live forever with a new body in a new place where there will never be pain or sorrow again. And she wants you to join her there. Cindy loves her family more than anyone in the world. Ben and Ellen, and Thomas and Caroline, and Daniel and Crystal, and Jovi and Jack, and Josh and Alyssa, and Ivory and Vince, and Caitlin. She was always so excited when she knew you all were coming over. She loved going to Jovi's doctor's appointments with Crystal. And she was so proud when exactly 1 year ago she announced here at church Jack's birth. She loved having Ivory and Vinny next door. She loved it when Thomas and Caroline lit up the room whenever they entered. And when Ben and Ellen had both of their children dedicated here at Martintown, Cindy was the proudest grandmother on the face of the earth. And I remember how excited she was when Caitlin returned from a missions trip to Guatemala. And Cindy couldn't wait to have Caitlin share with our congregation what she had experienced over there. And I remember when Connor and Tess were just tiny little kids, and they would come to church and they would crawl all over Steve and Cindy during the whole service. And I knew then what great grandparents they would one day be. You all were the world to her in every way. And Cindy wants for you what she had. She wants you to have the peace that only God can give. Peace on the inside and joy. When Cindy was baptized here last September, it was September 23rd, and we set a baptismal up here, and Cindy and Thatcher were both baptized that day. But Cindy was so happy, and she had so much joy. And Robin said that Cindy came into the store to tell her she was going to be baptized, and Cindy came in, and she said, "Guess what?" And Robin took one look at her and saw the glow on her face and the twinkle in her eye, and she said, "Don't tell me you're pregnant." But it was the joy of the Lord spilling out all over. There was so much depth to Cindy's faith. As she faced this awful disease, she said to me on several occasions, "It's in God's hands. Whatever the outcome, my trust is in Him, and I want Him to get the glory." And I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe that it was by chance that you know Cindy Mao. It isn't by chance that you're here today. I believe that God is speaking to you directly. And I believe that God is speaking to someone in this room about surrendering their life to Him, just like Cindy did many years ago. Someone who needs to experience the power of His forgiveness and His resurrection. Will you say yes to Jesus so you can begin the journey that He's been wanting you to go on? Will you believe that when He rose on the third day, He was actually thinking about you? Grandma just couldn't. Sometimes only Mom will do. But Cindy had this peace in her heart. And everyone knew this peace that she had. And Cindy knew the power of God's forgiveness and His resurrection. Will you say yes to Jesus the way that she had, so you can begin the journey that He's been wanting you to be on? Will you believe that when He rose on that third day, that He was actually thinking about you rising from this situation? It all starts when you begin to let go of fear and you say, "Okay, God, things have not been right, and I want to make things right." He is saying to you today, "I love you, and I see your pain, I see your hurt, and I see your sorrow." If that is you today, then I want you to pray with me the prayer that changed the direction of Cindy's life. And I know it'll change the direction of your life as well. Please bow your heads with me. And in the quietness of your own heart, repeat these words after me. Dear God, I stand before you with my heart wide open, saying yes to you. I've been wrong, but today I want to get right. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe by faith, Jesus, you died on the cross, and you rose on the third day to give me the hope of heaven and to give me hope now. Holy Spirit, fill me now with the power of your presence and transform me from the inside out. Today, I boldly declare I am born again, ready to serve Jesus with all of my heart, all of my mind, and all of my strength. Amen. And if you said that prayer today and you meant it in your heart, you're forgiven. And the Bible says everything will be okay, and you will see Cindy again, alive and well. Let us close this service with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We have one more song for the benediction. I'll Fly Away.
Days and then I'll fly away to
Stephen, Cindy's faith was on display without them even realizing it in their lives. And I've seen so much depth. We saw the depth in Cindy's faith, which I mentioned, in her confidence in the Lord. But Steve, who stood by Cindy's side every step of the way, faith is a little more quiet than Cindy's, but every bit is deep. And his strength is found in the Lord. And we've seen that displayed so obviously these last few weeks. And I thank the Lord for Steve and Cindy, and I thank God that they became part of my Cindy in my life over the years. And certainly Cindy's prayer and her hope was that God would be glorified not only in her life, but in her death as well. And God is being glorified. I'm going to ask you all to stand, and I'll offer up the benediction. Heavenly Father, we stand confidently before you today because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross on our behalf, because it's through his shed blood and his death, taking our sins in his body upon the cross, that we can come into your presence. But it's because he rose from the dead and is alive today that he sits at your right hand, mediating between us and you. Father, I thank you that the righteousness that is found in him can be our righteousness when we submit and commit our lives to him and take him as Lord and Savior. Father, I pray today that no one will leave this place without making that commitment. Thank you, Lord, for Cindy. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her husband, Steve, and for their children. Thank you, Lord, that Cindy's legacy lives on in them and in the grandchildren. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.